Chapter 2. Trouble with Teeth. Clara was originally from Jamaica, but she lived in Lambeth now, in a basement flat with her mother, Hortense, who was a Jehovah's Witness. Clara used to have a boyfriend called Ryan Tops. It's important to know about Ryan to understand why Clara married Archie, because Clara might not have run so quickly into Archie's arms if at the same time she had not been running away from Ryan as fast as she could. Poor Ryan Tops. He was a very thin, ugly boy with red hair, a red face, and flat feet. He liked to think of himself as a mod, and he always wore badly fitting suits with black sweaters. He loved mod bands like The Kinks, Small Faces, and The Who, and he rode a green scooter that he cleaned twice a day. The scooter was Ryan's family, friend and lover. Ryan, of course, did not have many friends at school, and except for Clara, girls did not like him. "Not if he was the last man on earth," they said. "Not if everyone else was dead and it was just Ryan and a lot of rats." But then boys did not like Clara much either. Also a Jehovah's Witness, Clara was tall and thin with huge front teeth, and she knew everything there was to know about Ryan before they ever spoke. They were at the same school, St. Jude's Community School, Lambeth, and were the same height. She knew the name of his scooter and which mod records he bought. Each day at 5 p.m, she got ready to deliver some copies of The Watchtower, the Jehovah's Witnesses magazine. And she would watch Ryan pass their sitting room window on his scooter on his way home. She wanted to save him and bring him to God. When Hortense noticed her daughter staring out of the window at Ryan each day, she reminded her that only 144,000 of the Witnesses of Jehovah would live after the end of the world, which Jehovah's Witnesses believed would happen on New Year's Day 1975, and there was no room left for horrible little men on scooters. "Some people," Hortense cried, "have done too much sinning to be saved by God. Isn't that right, Darkus?"
"Hmm,"
said Darkus Bowden and shrugged. "Hmm," was all he ever said. Clara's father was a sad old man who spent all his time in a dirty chair watching television. He had first come to England from Jamaica to work and make enough money to bring Hortense and Clara to join him. But then he had caught a strange illness that had given him a lifelong love of the armchair and British television. Hortense had waited for 14 years, then, angry and frustrated, she had finally decided to make the journey from Jamaica herself and had arrived with 17-year-old Clara and broken the door down to shout at Darkus for the next 4 hours. Clara finally met Ryan on a Sunday morning. She was out delivering the Watchtower and had the usual doors closed in her face and nice women telling her to go away as politely as possible. And at the poorer end of the street, people became more angry and frustrated in the way that they spoke to her.
"If that's the bloody Jehovah's Witnesses, tell them to piss off!"
And then suddenly Ryan Tops answered the door. "Yeah?" He stood there in his black sweater and looked at her lazily.
I...
She tried to forget what she was wearing, a long grey skirt and a white blouse with a sign on it that said, "Nearer to my God." "You want summit?" said Ryan, and lifted a cigarette to his mouth. Clara smiled.
"Morning to you. We, the Witnesses of Jehovah, are waiting for God to come once more like he did in..."
"What?"
I have some magazines for you to read," she hurried on, and she tried to open her bag to take out a copy of The Watchtower.
"Your name's Clara," said Ryan slowly. "You're from my school, aren't you?"
"Yeah, man," said Clara, very happily, because he had remembered her name. St. Jude's.
I know what it's called. Clara went as red as black people get and looked at the floor. Ryan stared at Clara for a long time, his eyes resting on her large breasts.
You'd better come in then, he said finally.
They spent the afternoon lying on Ryan's sofa. God decided to leave the room as things were pulled and pushed, and by Monday, much to everyone's horror at St. Jude's, Ryan Topps and Clara Bowden were boyfriend and girlfriend. Clara found that being Ryan's girlfriend meant three important things: admiring Ryan's scooter, admiring Ryan's records, and admiring Ryan. Sometimes he took her to a squat in Queen's Park, where they smoked cigarettes and drank beer with his friends. But they spent most of their time in his garage. For Clara, nothing was more exciting than spending hours watching Ryan playing with his scooter's engine. She learned that he was a man who said very little, and what he did say was always about Ryan, his hopes, his fears, all about his scooter, and his strange belief that he and his scooter would not live long. He thought that he was like James Dean, a live-fast, die-young type, and he told her not to get too close because he was pissing off early. Clara was like any other teenage girl. She imagined herself holding the dying Ryan in her arms and hearing him finally telling her he loved her. Over the months she spent with Ryan, her mind slowly changed and her clothes slowly changed, and she forgot about Jehovah, sinning, and the end of the world. On the 1st of October 1974, Clara had to stay back at school for saying in a music lesson that The Who's Roger Daltrey was a greater musician than Beethoven. As a result, she missed her 4 p.m. meeting with Ryan on the corner of Leenan Street. It was cold and getting dark when she finally got out and ran to meet him, but he was not there. Then she slowly walked towards Hortense's basement flat with terror in her heart.
Please God, she thought, I promise that I will never smoke another cigarette if Ryan hasn't come to my house.
Clara, come out of the cold, called her mother.
It was the voice she used when they had white visitors or when someone religious was in the house. Clara closed the door behind her and walked into the kitchen to see Ryan happily eating a huge plate of Jamaican saltfish.
Ha! Cried Hortense. You think you can hide your friends from me forever? The boy was cold, so I let him in. We've been having a nice chat about God, haven't we, young man?
Yes, Mrs. Bowden, replied Ryan, his mouth full of saltfish.
Nothing kills a relationship like a lover becoming friends with a parent. Every night, Clara came out of school to find that Ryan was not there. He was already in Hortense's kitchen, chatting happily with Hortense about Jehovah and eating whatever she gave him. Clara began to notice the looks of sympathy that they had started to give her when they thought she was not looking. Then Ryan stopped wearing his black sweaters and started wearing a cross around his neck. Suddenly, Ryan Topps had become a Jehovah's Witness, and he and Clara were not boyfriend and girlfriend anymore.
Get on the scooter.
Clara had just come out of school on a dark autumn evening to find Ryan waiting for her.
Please, he said. It's important. There's not much time left.
No.
Please, Claz.
Oh, all right. But I'm not wearing that thing.
She passed him back the helmet and got on the scooter behind him. Ryan drove her across London to the top of Hampstead Heath, where they sat staring at the city's orange sky. Then he talked to her about Jehovah and reminded her that there was only a month until the end of the world.
Me and your mum are worried about you, Claz, he said. Not many will survive the last days. You've been sinning with a bad crowd.
You mean in the squat?
Clara said, shaking her head.
They are your friends.
They're not now, he replied. That Wan Si, she's not a nice girl, being with those men and dressing like that. She should be with her family. But there's still time for you, Klaz.
Oh, I've heard everything now, Clara shouted. Take me back home, man. I'd rather be burning in hell than have to be with you, Darkus, and my mother.
Ryan was angry, and he drove fast. He turned his head and began to tell Clara how God was watching them and how those that sinned would get what was coming to them. And somewhere in the middle of this angry speech, his scooter hit a tree and both of them were thrown onto the ground, knocking out all of Clara's front teeth. So when New Year's Eve came in 1974, Hortense and Ryan were at home praying for Clara while Darkus watched TV. And Clara went to the squat where Merlin, Wan Si, and others were holding the end of the world party, her idea. They had all laughed and patted her on the back to say, well done, for leaving Jehovah and the church behind her. But quietly, Clara felt sad about losing the comfort of religion. She had spent 19 years looking forward to meeting God this night, the great creator who was meant to take her away from all of this. She still wanted to be saved. So what now? So perhaps it is not so difficult to understand what was in Clara Bowden's mind when she met Archie Jones the following morning. She did not see a dull middle-aged man in a grey suit. Instead, she saw, through him, everything that she had lost. Archie had become, quite by accident, a hero to her. He was the last man on Earth.